All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Strive for Strength podcast. So today I'm super, super excited. I have an awesome guest on here, and we are going to talk about something a little bit different than I've ever talked about on another podcast before. And as you guys know, I like to bring people on to really share their story and see how it can make an impact on your life and kind of bring a new perspective to things. So today, guys, I have my good friend, Dasha. And Dasha, if you want to kind of introduce yourself, let us know who you are, where you're from, all that good stuff.
Sure. Hey, guys. I'm Dasha, Dasha Fitness. I'm from Boston. I currently am a student getting her master's and becoming a registered dietitian at Tufts University in the city. I just launched Core Restore, which is a new program that I created based on research-based methodology that is an anti-inflammatory protocol just designed to hack your diet and lifestyle to get you feeling and looking better. And I'm sure we're going to talk a lot more about gut health and all that jazz. So I'm excited.
Yay. So thank you so much for coming on. So as you guys know, recently I have competed in a bikini competition and I've always tracked macros pretty much for the majority of what I can remember as my late teens up until where I am now. And being within the fitness industry, it's something that's super popular. And I think one thing is that when we jump into this kind of lifestyle, a lot of people kind of lose sight of their holistic health, how they're feeling, and focus a lot more on the external and focus a lot more on body image and things like that. And one thing that I really noticed when I started following Dasha a while back, and I know she competed as well, I noticed that she kind of shifted a little bit more into a holistic style of health. And that's something that I became very interested in. And I think is something that a lot of other people are starting to become super interested in. And so I wanted to bring her on here to talk a little bit more about gut health, because I myself am very interested. And I feel like it's something that could really benefit a lot of people out there too. So Dasha, if you wouldn't kind of mind just telling us all where you really started your fitness journey out and kind of how it evolved into what brought you into getting more interested in gut health and where you are now.
Totally. So basically what happened was so growing up, I was lactose intolerant from first grade to fourth grade or something. And lactose intolerance is something that can come and go. Our gut microbiome shifts every, I believe it's 6 to 7 years, the lining completely is just diversified. So that was normal that it came and went. And I started noticing that I was becoming more and more lactose intolerant, right? So I could not handle cheese. Like if I had cheese, I would have stabbing pains that left me immobile on the floor. Like I would not touch that because girl, it hurts. So it started with that and started coming back. So I was like, all right, well, clearly I'm lactose intolerant, but I can still tolerate yogurt. So I'm just going to keep eating it because it tastes good. So I would have my yogurts and my whey's, and eventually it all kind of caught up to me. And last September, I want to say, I started getting these random stabbing pains again, but they really weren't as centered. They just kind of overtook my body. So I would be on the floor, like anything with tiles, I just needed cold comfort. Like there were times where I honestly almost called 911 just because I was in so much like cramping pain. And that's kind of when I was like, you know what, I probably should start doing something different. This isn't how I want to live my life. And this is not how a healthy the body is supposed to function. So going into my master's program, I started studying a lot about the gut microbiome and reading up a lot about the literature. And since then, I've worked with a lot of professors, well-known professors from Harvard and Dr. William Lee at the Angiogenesis Foundation. I've worked for him. He has a TED Talk. Just really studying the gut microbiome. And that's given me a lot of leverage in transitioning what I know from the gut microbiome from the research side into application side here in the fitness industry.
Yeah, that's so awesome, especially because as you know now, online coaching is something that's becoming really big. And I feel like because a lot of people are kind of stuck in that macro mindset, and not that there is anything wrong with tracking necessarily, but, you know, being able to eat optimally in order to focus on your more holistic health is so important. So definitely I want to hear a little bit more about kind of what your goal is as far as, you know, obviously working with people on a one-on-one basis and what you kind of do with them as far as like eating optimally in order for them to perform best and to feel their best.
Right. So with Core Restore, I just kind of launched this program because I started off doing regular fitness coaching, and I still do that, just like macros and training. But Core Restore is really meant for people who like want to change their, not only their gut health, but just their lifestyle. So I have like biohacks that I've also been reading a lot of research on about like UV lights and optimizing like your thermogenesis and doing heat and cold therapy and things like that. And that's all included in the program as well as like toxins that are found in beauty products and toxins that are found in day-to-day products and like why I avoid plastic now. And literally it's not just one diet. And I can't say that one client is their meal plan is going to be able to be translated into someone else's because every single body is so different.
Right. And I think, I mean, as far as I know, with what I've kind of looked into with gut health, which by no means is where you're at, of course. But you know, with everyone being different, are there certain parts within like our microbiome and our gut that each individual is sensitive to different kinds of foods as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So like I, for example, am really like, I have a sensitive time with something called jicama, which I pronounce wrong. And I know that I pronounce wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's called like jicama.
I saw that on your story.
Yep. No, I call it jicama and I'm never changing it. So that I'm actually reactive to that. So when I have it, I notice that I have a little bit harder of a time digesting my food and my meals. And that's just, well, for example, that's not a full blown allergy, right? I'm not going into anaphylactic shock, but it's just a food that I've noticed that my body doesn't agree with.
Right. Yeah. And I could say, honestly, I think I'm the same with cauliflower. I don't agree with it.
Yes. And that's actually a really common one too. Cauliflower and cabbages, broccolis, those are really big ones. The cruciferous ones are hard.
And then as far as what I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit with gut health is, you know, obviously with these foods, like people being sensitive to different kinds of foods, I feel like, you know, obviously there's a lot of food that we have nowadays that wasn't back, you know, in even 5-10 years ago. And, you know, a lot of this is brought about with different diet culture and obviously the food industry changing up a lot and making more processed food. So how do you think that like diet culture and these new products that we're starting to see are affecting people all over the place with not really focusing on their holistic health? So like, do you think that obviously like having more artificial sweeteners and things like that are starting to affect people's gut health a little bit more? Like, does that play a role in it?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. So, and you know what? I was part of that if it fits your macros trend where people were saying like diet soda is so okay. And I was like, hell yeah. Like, hell yeah, it is. And I love that stuff. And now I've actually tried to cut back a lot of my sucralose and aspartame for sure. Aspartame is a huge one. And the reason why is because even though we don't see a lot of changes to our physical health right away necessarily, and yes, in my mouse models, it's toxic at a very high level, it does play a role with how our microbiome is set up. So it can promote certain like bacterial communities that may not be favorable for optimizing your gut. So instead, what I've been trying to transition to is using either like a Zevia or other like stevia sweetened products. But what I will say is that you have to be careful because a lot of the stevia products have actually like maltodextrin in them and dextrose and other added things because stevia itself is very bitter.
Okay, got you. So it's one of those things, it's like we try and watch our health and then there are these products out there that we're like, okay, we're trying, but like it's almost deceiving, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think
yeah,
it's so hard with like the way that like food is produced nowadays and everything.
Yeah, and honestly, since I had to cut out whey protein, I just can't handle any dairy at this point. But I had to cut out whey. And when I was transitioning to finding a plant-based protein, I could not find one that did not have artificial sweeteners, gums, like filler products or anything. Until I found one brand off of Amazon.
Wow.
And that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, it almost makes it harder for us to focus on our internal health as well. And you know, for you, with I know that you have a past with competing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had a lot of questions on my Instagram from competitors. And as you know, I'm sure you know from my background coming from an eating disorder and having recovered, I saw gastroenterologist. Like I had a lot of trouble after having an eating disorder from having such a restrictive diet for so long. And I definitely did not have optimal gut health. So for you, you know, obviously when you were a competitor, what were some things that and some steps that you took afterwards and even during the process to kind of try and make sure that you were still keeping your gut health as optimal as you could, you know, obviously in a time of restrictive eating?
So actually my prep was a lot different. I was not really that restricted. I think my carbs were at like 300.
Your prep, didn't you?
What? Yeah, like I was like basically like I'm not a serious competitor in the sense that like my off season, it was my first competition and my only competition, and I was just not your typical candidate. However, what I will say is that is completely normal for competitors, especially to be suffering with a lot of digestive issues, and not just competitors, but those with a disordered eating past. That is because of a lot of things. So the gut microbiome is actually very heavily connected to our hormonal system. And as we know, the hormones and before and after competing really, really take a hit. Restrictive eating especially also alters the hormones, and that we don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg, right, for this one. But what we do know is it's all a connected system. So although I don't think that there's really a preventative measure you can take if you know for a fact you're going to go into it, you definitely could try and limit your inflammation and try and restore the balance as soon as possible after you compete.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, for a lot of the questions I got too from competitors coming off of, and I'm not sure if this is within your scope, but if you could kind of maybe from knowledge that you have, coming off of something like a prep or when you start to incorporate foods back into your diet, is that something that you have to do on a certain level where you have to try and start incorporating things back in slowly and finding like the foods that you know, your body works with best? Do you recommend working with somebody to do something like that? Like a dietitian, or is that something that, you know, post competition, it'd be something that you could do by yourself and kind of look into what foods react best with your body?
I don't think you need to be in competition or out of competition. There's no time point in your life in which it's not a good time for you to start taking care of your gut health.
Right.
Like I would not say that those people are more susceptible or less susceptible. Like there is not a good time. It's like every day is a good day to start taking care of yourself. And the first step that I would take is to start food journaling. Honestly, find what foods work for you. Take mental note. Just sit down after your meal and write down what you had and just say, which for a lot of us, we've already done because of my fitness pal. But we just sit down, we say, and we take some little notes. We say, like, you know what, after this, I'm feeling a little bit gassy and bubbly, and that didn't really settle with me. And then you go back, and then you're going to change one thing tomorrow about that meal and see if it got any better. And that's slowly how you find the foods that work for you and the foods that don't work for you. And once you find those foods that you feel like afterwards, you're like, you know what? I feel 110. I feel like I can digest everything right now. I'm full, I'm satiated, but my body feels good. That's when you know you found something that works for you. And that's how you can optimize performance. Because once you're feeling like that optimally, your performance in the gym is going to be 10 times better. Your recovery is going to be 10 times better because your nutrients are properly being shuttled throughout the system. Like, everything is just going to start working a lot more efficiently, and your mood's going to increase as a result. Your energy levels, everything is just starts, it starts with the gut, really. And it starts with the foods that you're putting into your body.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you mentioned that because, like I kind of mentioned earlier, you know, a lot of people are really focused on the external factors when it comes to starting any kind of fitness journey. And for me, I always focused so much on mentality first. And for you, do you kind of see a correlation between having, you know, a really healthy gut and kind of your mental health as well?
Absolutely. And there are numerous studies published about this. So people with depression, anxiety, a lot of mental disorders, they have disrupted gut microbiomes and they're in dyssymbiosis, it's called. And people who are treated with either antibiotics and probiotics, or they've actually, I'm pretty sure they've done mouse models where they do fecal transplants into these depressed mice, and they replace their guts with a healthier gut system, and their anxiety, depression, mood all improves. So it's literally a one-to-one correlation. Like, if your gut is in check, your mind and your body, like your whole system is really going to be optimized.
Wow, that's incredible. So have you noticed for yourself like a big change in your own life after focusing a little bit more on your gut health?
So right now I'm actually still like, I don't think I have found 100% what works for me. I will say that I've been able to get through a lot of the, I'm definitely not lying on the floor in stabbing pains anymore. But after having said that, I guess I never finished my story, was that I was diagnosed with celiac disease. And so, I'm kind of battling this autoimmune problem where I have flares that aren't necessarily always linked to food. So for example, like I had a test on Monday and I had a really bad flare as a result of it. Like the stress just made me so inflamed. And again, that all has to do with the gut. We talk about cortisol and how important it is for weight loss. And the reason why is because cortisol leads to inflammation in the gut and it prevents our bodies from optimally working, right? So even cortisol from stress from an exam can really just send the microbiome haywire and cause this inflammatory response in the system.
Yeah, it's crazy how everything is so connected in our bodies, especially with like even it being connected to our mentality and our mental health as well. And for you, I know that you're still kind of on that journey, and I feel like, you know, our bodies change over time too. So it's one of those things, like it's ever evolving. Unfortunately, like for me, it would be just my luck. Like I find what works for me and then my body's like, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, as far as it goes with any kind of like supplementation or, staples in moving towards, you know, obviously, optimizing your gut health, is there any kind of generalized? I know each individual is of course different, but I don't know the exact details, but as far as it goes with, like, you know, pre and probiotics and probiotic mm-hmm. foods and fermented foods and all that kind of stuff, is there anything that you, from experience or from looking at literature, would recommend?
Yeah. Okay. So there's two huge topics that I want to kind of talk about with this. The first is that I've been seeing all over Instagram this like huge trend for green water and like taking green supplements, taking probiotics, and taking prebiotics. And I'm going to tell you right now that if you're in the fitness industry and you're eating your fruits and vegetables and you're working out on a daily basis, like, you do not need prebiotics. Prebiotics are just fiber. Fiber is found in the foods you eat and probably in all the protein bars that you're eating. You do not need to supplement with prebiotics. And you also probably, unless you are suffering from dysbiosis, or other some other problem, like symptom-wise, I would say, if you're feeling fine to begin with, you really don't need probiotics either. Instead, what the research says, there's one strain that is actually beneficial for people to take. They found one strain, that's it. And all the others are just like people's experience. So you can take one probiotic, it might work for you, it might not, you really don't know. So for me to say that someone should waste their money on that, I don't know. It's not really there. Instead, I would recommend fermented foods. So the good thing about fermented foods is that although the probiotics aren't actually necessarily what the benefits are from, the fermented foods allow us to digest the nutrients better in the foods that we ate. So it's not necessarily the probiotics that are doing good, but the whole system. So when we take probiotics, just as a pill, it really doesn't do too much in the short term, because it's very difficult for that small amount of bacteria to colonize in our guts and overtake an already established community within the gut. So instead, what happens is, that's why I preach whole foods, fermented foods. If you're going to try and get your probiotics in, try getting it in with sauerkraut or kimchi, or which I know you love, kefir or other things like that, like kombuchas, because that's going to aid in your digestion while you're having the products and help absorb, break down the food and absorb the nutrients.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So that's one thing that I was always so curious about, because I noticed, I just happened to notice, because my boyfriend actually was like a huge lover of kimchi, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try it. And I tried it, and I've always kind of had TMI a little bit here, but we're all friends. I had always kind of been irregular, and it was like, oh my gosh, like, what can I do to like mm-hmm. help myself with this? And I actually listened to a podcast a while back, and it was saying how like they were trying to put it out there in the public, like, you know, half of the population is like used to being constipated. And I was like, okay, this can't be normal. And so I actually like started implementing kimchi into my day, like once or twice a day even. And I noticed, I was like, holy crap, like this is starting to help me out so much. And it was just that one thing that I changed. So I was like, okay, this has to be. And I kept doing it. I was like, yes, like I found yes. something that is for me. And then I think honestly after that was when I really was like, you know what, maybe if I start eating like optimally to make myself feel better, because I was like protein pancake queen and like
yeah
protein bars like all day.
We've all been there.
Oh my gosh, like cooking. I think it's like when you start tracking macros, I feel like there's just this huge like personification around it where it's like, okay, like you can fit that in, so you should. And yeah. I think that's like the problem with when people first kind of dive into the industry and dive into macros. And I was like 15 or 16 when I started tracking. So for me, of course, it was always like, what sweets can I fit in for myself today? And I never really thought too much about like my holistic and my gut health and my just being like more wholesome and everything. So that's why I'm so glad that I have like Instagram accounts like yours where I'm like, okay, like I can actually gain some insight into like my own health rather than just like, you know, I love following like the bodybuilders and I love the Fitspo, but like sometimes coming back down to reality and realizing that our internal health is more important than the external is so important.
Yeah. And I totally agree. And I think that we all kind of fall into that loop when we first start tracking macros. You're like, yes, like I can have a Pop-Tart. And then like you think about it and you're like, I never ever grew up wanting, like being like, I need to have a Pop-Tart today. Like that was never on my mind, you know, like.
I was like craving things just because like I could.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, what I have noticed is ever since I've been focusing on whole foods and focusing on optimizing my system, I don't crave those things at all. Like I do not crave protein bars. I do not crave like protein powders. I don't crave like,
it is.
I mean, so don't get me wrong. I do crave sweets. I crave sweets. But when I crave sweets, I'm like, oh, you know what would be really good is like some sweet potato with cinnamon and stevia and nut butter. Like with like a banana or something like that. Like that is what I crave.
Yeah. And you know, it's so funny that you mentioned that. Within the last few months, I've realized in myself, like, I don't have all these like ridiculous cravings for like these protein pancakes that I used to be eating. And like when I'm actually eating to like focus more on my performance and focus more on like how I'm feeling, a lot of these cravings of mine have kind of subsided. So I'm really glad like I've, you know, you've come on here to understand that as well. Because I know like, I got to this point, Dasha, and it was funny. I think a lot of people can relate because a lot of people have messaged me this where it was like, I was putting even like stevia or just like Splendas on like literally everything I was eating because like my body was just like always craving sweet because I was never giving it like those whole foods. Why like I'm really glad that you could give some insight into talking a little bit more about gut health and everything. So I want to thank you so much for coming on here. This is the Strive for Strength podcast, Dasha. So if you could, from your journey, from your experience, anything that you've been through, if you could kind of tell us what is one thing that helps you strive for strength.
Honestly, wanting to help other people helps me help myself and makes me focus on my own journey more so that I can radiate that positivity and affect others in a more meaningful way.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. And if you guys would please go head over to Dasha's social media, girl. I'll let you kind of tell everybody what it is and stuff. But guys, if you are looking to focus a little bit more on optimizing your gut health and everything, Dasha's page is like, you have to go follow her. So Dasha, if you want to share, if you're on any other social media platform, anything like that, if you could go ahead and give us all of your information.
Absolutely. So it's at Dasha Fitness on Instagram. And then in linked in my bio, you'll see the Core Restore, which is the program that we were just talking about for optimizing gut health. And you'll find all my links on Facebook and things like that. I do have an old YouTube channel, but I don't update that. So don't worry. Dasha Fitness on Instagram has everything. So go there.
Alrighty, girl. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. And thank you guys for listening in on this podcast. Make sure that you stay tuned for the next one.